tried to have a conversation with a man about radiation, the hazardous biological effects.
Very harmful.
Yes, I tried to show him all the proofs. His ignorance was through the roof. The most deluded man I'd ever met.
Totally programmed.
I showed him how the frequencies disorient and kill the bees. I showed him how the birds drop out the sky.
Look, there's one.
I showed him all the many trees dying as they lose their leaves. And I showed him the antenna right nearby.
It's right there.
And I showed him all the many places with judges and the legal cases, people fighting this technology.
Look at that.
And I showed him from my science buddies 1,000 scientific studies, but he just laughed. And that's when I could see that
no amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot. No amount of evidence, it seems. No amount of showing you 100 or 1,000 proofs will ever get your blinded eyes to see. Oh, no amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot. No amount of evidence, it seems.
How quickly with your condemnation without real investigation sounds like ignorance to me. I showed him doctors speak at public hearings, protesters on the streets are jeering. They've done their research, they know the facts.
Critical thinkers!
They've seen all the evidence, they know it's a carcinogen. The WHO will tell you that.
It's on the website!
I showed him all the scientists that study this, and they've all been appalled at what they've found.
I'm not surprised!
They petitioned the United Nations trying to stop this radiation. They know it's bad and they don't want it around.
Listen to science!
Technology destroying cells, affecting memory as well. Destroying your immune system, it's true.
Look at that!
Interfering frequencies are a threat to the health of humanity. Just research a little and you'll find proof.
You've got the internet!
This new level of radiation of wireless communication has had no safety tests, and that's the truth.
Look it up!
Yes, I told him to remember that, because that's another damning fact. Will you listen when it comes to a street near you?
Probably not.
No amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot. No amount of evidence, it seems. No amount of showing you 100 or 1,000 proofs will ever get your blinded eyes to see. Oh, no amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot. No amount of evidence, it seems.
How quickly with your condemnation without real investigation sounds like ignorance to me. But how about this observation? You know this new fifth generation is using millimeter frequencies.
Very tiny.
And according to the military guys, these sound waves can be weaponized, but you think it's conspiracy theory.
This is frustrating.
Then let me share this information. The military uses this radiation as a weapon to defuse an angry crowd.
Look at that.
They blast out 95 gigahertz. It fries the people and they disperse. He looked at me and then he laughed out loud.
This is painful.
And you're gonna need a funeral house when you get to 60 gigahertz. Because that will really take your breath away.
Quite literally.
Absorbing oxygen molecules, and they install this stuff near schools. Come on, kids, let's go outside and play.
No amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot. No amount of evidence, it seems. No amount of showing you 100 or 1,000 proofs will ever get your blinded eyes to see. Oh, no amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot. No amount of evidence, it seems.
How quickly with your condemnation without real investigation sounds like ignorance. My God, the cognitive dissonance!
I am the god of hellfire!
Generation technology. 4G promises faster download speeds and conveniences that most of us have never dreamed of, but will also be blanketed with a new type of radiation called millimeter waves. Health experts are warning about the rising risks with a 5G rollout.
Scientists from 42 countries are now warning their governments about the emerging health problems associated with wireless radiation.
The most prevalent symptoms include headache, fatigue, decreased ability to concentrate, tinnitus, irritability, and insomnia. Impacts on the heart and the nervous system are also of great concern. We predict that the number of people who develop the symptoms I just mentioned will rise in the places where 5G is first installed.
Dr. Magda Havas is internationally recognized for her research on the biological effects of electromagnetic pollution.
At lower frequencies, scientists are predicting damage to eyes, loss of insect populations which are already declining, antibiotic resistance in bacteria, and physiological effects on the nervous system and on the immune system.
Radiation from radio frequencies is classed in the same category of carcinogens as lead. One advisor to the World Health Organization said there's enough evidence that if they were to re-evaluate radio frequency radiation,
it would be placed in class 1, i.e. a human carcinogen.